calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, here we are. This is CITR Radio. Thanks to News 101 for letting us know about the happenings around the world from the angle of independent news broadcasting, which strips away a lot of the fluff that you'll get in the mainstream media. This is a show dedicated to Australian and Canadian music, and it's called Stranded. My name's Matt. It's a weekly show on CITR 101.9 FM, or you could be online listening, citr.ca. Now, here's an exciting announcement. Today, I'm giving away two tickets to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Nick's Vancouver show, which has just been announced, and it's not until June next year. So, if you're a Nick Cave fan, if you think you're going to be around town in June 2014, and you're dying to see him, well, you have a chance to win. Now, I'm going to do the giveaway at 6:30 p.m. or thereabouts. So in about half an hour's time, 25 minutes, if you're listening live, and you'll have to phone through to the on-air booth. And I'm not going to tell you until right at that moment what the competition is, because it's not quite easy. It's not just like the first person to phone, the first person to phone to do a certain thing. So I'm not going to let you know what that is until right at that moment, because we can't make it too easy, and I want to have the real Nick Cave fans here. You know, ideally, the person who gets it will be someone who really, really wants to and is a big fan, as am I. And we'll play some Nick Cave music a little bit later on. But let's start out with some hip hop. Let's go to Montreal via Melbourne, Australia. Now, we interviewed this gentleman a while back. His name is C, and he is an Australian expat who lives in Montreal, and he records hip-hop music at quite a prolific rate, and it's hard to keep up with what he's doing, but I'm going to play for you one of his latest singles. It's called Steps to the Peak. His name is Craig Thorne, and his actual hip-hop name is C-E-E. And he was a wonderful guy to chat with, and you can find the interview on the blog. But let's get into one of his tracks. This is called Steps to the Peak, just released. Well, that's the EP, actually, is Steps to the Peak, and the song is called Hello Montreal. So here we go, his Aussie hip-hop from Montreal. Let's see.
Everybody in a hurry, coming for the ride.
Nobody knows how high I am.
Sweet Adeline.
Just a wee doctor, Doris.
Just a wee doctor. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal.
Yeah, man, I know that y'all been waiting on it. Soulful zone out tunes, and y'all escaping on it. High rolling, no smoking, I've been vaping on it. And y'all appreciate the music as we staying honest. Yo, the flow ice cold, and so I'm skating on it. So legit, there ain't a homie you be hating on it. 514, I be learning like Quebecornic. Some multilingual motherfuckers say debating on it. The LP, the mini joints, I got you aching for it. So me and my D hitting you with creative raw shit. And we ain't really had the time to be placating blinders. So fuck a trend, we doing us and never chasing commas. The time is now, no shine, no delaying on it. TMF, we finna win, I'm putting paper on it. Next move, big time, and dog, we playing corporate. So we can represent the city like we fucking bought it. Yeah, and I know the Abigail arrived. Yeah, and I know the energy is live. Yeah, and you know we positively vibe. Soon the name be up in lines, homie, so you know it's I.
And I know the crowd is keeping up, yeah. And I know that I'll be seeing dimes, yeah. And you know this awesome kick around Canada, we know what time. Homie, now you know what's up. I survive my MTL again. I rep my plateau, find me in my skinny jeans. And we just trying to hit the summer with the realest shit. Je suis à l'aise with my LS fam, we in this bitch, yeah. And y'all can call me CV immigrant, but when I get my fucking paper, some we celebrating. So for now, under the table's where I get my bread. Still, I'm on a fucking mission to a million beers. Yeah, I've been hitting y'all with soul for years. The homie Marty brought it back to me like something serious. And for us, the focus was never getting rich. But at least I'm finna live off of the things I steer, dog. And yo, the age is now Aquarius. The cycle coming back around, the negative is deep. And we just feeding y'all the opposite of weak. If you see me, homie, stop me in the street, cause the kid legit. Yeah, and I know that y'all be feeling right. Yeah, and I know the energy is live. Yeah, and you know we positively vibe. Soon the name be up in lines, homie, so you know it's live. And I know the crowd is keeping up, yeah. And I know that I've been seeing dimes, yeah. And you know this awesome kick around Canada, we know what time. Homie, now you know what's up, what's up.
This is Sasha Bellot, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, here we are. This is Stranded, and we started off with some Aussie hip-hop transplanted to Montreal in Canada. That is C. That's the artist name, C-E-E. C and Dr. Mad. They created that track there called I Know, and actually the first track there was Hello Montreal. It was a 30-second little grab, and then it went into the track I Know. And so that's off an EP called Steps to the Peak, which you can find at ctmf.bandcamp.com. That's C-E-E. And Craig, of course, who is C, we interviewed him on the show a couple of months back. If you go to the blog, allstrandedradio.com, if you type C-E-E into the search bar, you'll find that interview. And he's a really fascinating guy from Melbourne and living in Montreal, making hip-hop music with his brother as well. So I thought I'd get into some more hip-hop now while we're onto it. I don't play much of it on the show, and I really should. And this band from New Zealand popped up on my radar too. And I guess it's a couple of weeks after Remembrance Day, but... never too late. I'm going to play the song. It's a tribute to New Zealand Kiwi soldiers who have fought in Afghanistan. So there's a little bit of grabs from the news media and stuff like that interspersed into this song. Pretty moving. So it's a band called Conflict, K-O-N-F-L-I-K-T. It's a New Zealand Army tribute. The song is called Come Home. Pretty self-explanatory, to, you know, a message relating to how crappy war is when good, bright young people are sent overseas and don't do terribly well. So let's play that now. It's called Come Home by Conflict. And don't forget, we have Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds tickets to give away, a pair of tickets, and that'll be at around 6:30 p.m. And I'll tell you at that time what the competition entails. So exciting stuff. And we'll get into some Nick Cave music. But here we go. This is a band called Conflict from New Zealand. And this is a hip-hop tribute to the soldiers of New Zealand who fought in Afghanistan.
Opportunities to make me see the light. I grab my confidence by the wings and
three more of its soldiers.
Three New Zealand soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan.
Including the first female soldier to die there. Five New Zealand soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan in the past 2.5 weeks.
When you come home, I'll stop this. I'll never cry again.
extents of what our soldiers do across the globe. Every day that we get to wake up safe, it's thanks to those fighting for us. Plenty of stories, many will never be told. I'm letting them know they're never alone whenever they are alone. At times I know we act ungrateful, but in our hearts we know the sacrifices they pursue, like living so far from home. And every single thing they do, they never take for granted, no. Each one's a son, a brother, cousin, father, uncle too. Some young and old, but from their point of view, that's nothing new. If it can't process the dangers or the years of strength and training, then I guess what you see on TV you claim is entertainment. What about the daughter getting teased at school for the scarf that she wore? Ignoring the fact that her family's broke as it is and her father's at war. With a mother that's torn and a brother at law school, trying to support the fort, working hard for it and more. So every night she finds herself saying,
"Can't you come home? I'll stop this.
Soldiers overseas that fight to try to survive, and it's guys like these with pride who our country should idolize. So tell your little boy that his father's a hero every time he cries. Give it up for the motivation, those who know their station. They're a city where they know it ain't safe and would rather be home, but no complaining. We can never understand the weeks of no communication to the outside world or the magnitude of any situation. What about the ones that don't come back? What about the wife that mopes in black? What about the kids so young when the mom tries to explain and they don't react? Think about the knock at the door when the soldier awaits and you know what for. When he lowers his hat, she's gotta tell her kids that they're never gonna see their dad no more. Like, I'm letting you know you're never alone whenever you are alone. I hope I'd never see the day I had to let you go. I'm not okay, but every day I'm getting better though. Today's a stepping stone, but still right now she finds herself saying,
I saw.
Thank you.
incubate rotting in their clutch. So sedated, much too much. So constipated, looking for my perfect crutch.
You already know this? It's a classic already. And it hasn't even come out yet.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. One unforgettable night. June 30th at the Orpheum Theatre. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations and Ticketmaster.ca. New albums, live from KCRW and Push the Skyway, available now.
On Jubilee Street. There was a girl named B.
For more info, visit nickcave.com.
She had a history.
That's right, we do have two Nick Cave tickets to give away around 6:30 p.m. tonight. For folks who are listening live, you have a chance. That'll be coming up in about 10 minutes time. In the meantime there, we had some music from New Zealand. First up was a group called Conflict, K-O-N-F-L-I-K-T, with a song about New Zealand Army veterans who fought in Afghanistan, or currently are still, I'm not sure if they're still in Afghanistan, but they were deployed there. So that was a song from Conflict. And after that was Scalper. Now, Scalper is a project that's been around for a long, long time, I believe. A gentleman named Nadeem Shafi. It goes by the name Scalper. He's been active since the 1990s with a lot of EPs and underground collaborations and very sort of dark kind of avant-garde kind of hip-hop. So we started off with the show with some three hip-hop tracks in a row. That song from Scalper was called Perfect Fix. So we do have... I'm going to play for you one more Kiwi band now and then we'll get into some Nick Cave music and I'll let you know how you can win those tickets. So this is a group called Sleepy Wolf. They're a duo which plays more acoustic-based music, very stripped back and delicate. Let's play for you a track from Sleepy Wolf, and then we'll hear some Nick Cave. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
Play around and us pretend we lost our bodies and we lost our minds. And so we spin in circles until it comes true. Yeah, we spin in circles until
That's right. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds there with a live song to get you in the mood. That is one of my favorites, Brother, My Cup is Empty, from the Henry's Dream album from, I believe that was 1992, at least the original recording. This was a Live Seeds record that came out in 1993 with some brilliant live versions. And he might play that song in 2014 when he and the Bad Seeds are in Vancouver. And right now we're going to be doing the ticket giveaway. I'll be right back after this notice.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And I should say that track just before Nick Cave there was a lo-fi, lovely folk outfit from New Zealand called The Sleepy Wolf. And they recorded that song Conjure just this last year in a very lo-fi, stripped-back way. The whole album in one day, I believe. A beautiful track there from Sleepy Wolf. And following that was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Brother, My Cup is Empty, live version. And okay, so we do have two tickets to give away to a lucky caller. So what I thought, well, we can't make it too easy. It's not going to be just the first person, but here's what I was thinking. To really find someone who's a big fan and knows his or her Nick Cave back to front, Nick Cave's original band from Melbourne, Australia, when he was just starting out with school friends, they were called The Boys Next Door. And they had a song off their album by The Boys Next Door. The album was called Door Door. And it's a very well-known song. It should be to real fans of Nick Cave. And it was written by Rowland S. Howard, the late Rowland S. Howard, who was the guitarist from The Boys Next Door. Of course, that band morphed into The Birthday Party, which is where Nick Cave really made a name for himself with that anarchic outfit. The same lineup as The Boys Next Door. So Rowland S. Howard wrote this song when he was, I believe, 14 years old, and it is a remarkable song, and it was the first song, I guess, that Nick Cave became known as a vocalist. So the first person to phone through to 604-822-2487 and to sing part of that song will win two free tickets to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. So I'm not going to tell you what the song is, but a fan should be able to find out. Boys Next Door, the famous song off that album featuring Nick Cave on vocals, and the song was written by the late Rowland S. Howard. And if you phone through to 604-822-2487, and if you're willing to sing a little bit of that song and tell us what the name of that song is, you'll win the two free tickets. This is June 2014, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. So, yeah, the phones are open, 604-822-2487. I hope I explained that well enough. So the song from The Boys Next Door album called Door Door, which is famous, written by Rowland S. Howard, the guitarist from The Boys Next Door, with Nick Cave on vocals. And it's a very famous song, and one that Nick doesn't obviously sing anymore because that band is long gone and Rowland S. Howard is now dead, unfortunately. But 604-822-2487, if you phone through and you sing just a few bars of that to make it identifiable, you can win those tickets. And if we don't have anyone, we'll find another way, because we want those tickets out there to the good people. So let's get into another track from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, another live track. Let's do Papa Won't Leave You Henry, another track from the Live Seeds album. Here we go.
When I walk happened the other day. The wind hung wet around my neck. My head had rung with screams and groans for the night I spent amongst her bones. And I passed beside the mission house where that mad old buzzard, the Reverend, shrieked and flapped about life after you're dead. And I thought about my friend Michelle, and they rolled him in linoleum and they popped him in the head. Bloody halo like a think bubble circling his head. And I bellowed at the firmament, looks like the rains are here to stay. And the rain pissed down upon me and washed me all away. Sam! Papa won't leave your head red. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave your head red. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the night is long and the night is deep. It's an endless, endless grind. Yeah. Well, Papa won't leave your head red, so there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road. Sizzling wires of the city reminded me of her face and her bleached and hungry eyes. Look, her hair was like a curtain falling open with the laughter and closing with the lies. And the ghost of her still lingers on, though she passed through me and is gone. All the slum dogs, they are barking, the rain children on the streets, and the tears that we will weep today will all be washed away. But the tears that we will weep again tomorrow. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the night is long and the night is deep, and its jaws are open wide. Yeah. Well, Papa won't leave you, Henry. So there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road.
Went on down the road.
Oh, yeah, I went on down the road.
It was a little house on a little hill. Well, I entered through as a ready pester into the house with its blood red bowels.
Okay, so we actually do have a caller who's called through with that song. So basically, if this gentleman gets the song correct, he'll win the two tickets to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds June 2014 show. So the request was to find out what was the song that Nick Cave first became well known for as a vocalist with his original band, The Boys Next Door, in Melbourne, Australia, many, many years ago. And it was not written by him. It was written by the late Rowland S. Howard, who is quite a legend in his own right and who sadly passed away at age 50 last year. And this song is a beautiful song, and it's very well known, but not part of Nick's repertoire now because it's not a Bad Seeds song. So we have a gentleman on the line named Seth, so we'll put him on and let's see if he's got the right song, and then he'll be able to win these tracks. Okay, so we'll be right back with Seth. Okay, you ready? Okay. Hi, Seth, can you hear me?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, so Seth, you are about to win two Nick Cave tickets to June 2014 show if you get the name of the song right, and just sing a little bit. You don't have to sing the song, the whole song. So what song do you think it is?
So I think it's Shivers by Rowland S. Howard.
Yep.
And it goes like this. I've been contemplating suicide, but it really doesn't suit my style, so I think I'll just act bored instead. Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's it. Boys Next Door.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Seth.
No, thank you.
No problem. A full rendition would be even better, but I'm not going to make you have to do that. That's great. You picked the right song.
I'll sing the whole song when I come to pick up the tickets. How's that?
Okay, sure. Okay, so Mr. Seth, we will we'll speak with you offline, and let's, for those listeners who don't know the song, let's play it. It's a classic, and then we'll get back into some more music from the current incarnation of Nick Cave's musical career. So here it is. This is The Boys Next Door with the song Shiver, written by the late Rowlandus Howard when he was only a teenager. Congratulations, Seth.
Awesome. Thank you.
I've been contemplating suicide, but it really doesn't suit my style. So I think I'll just act bored instead and contain the blood I would have shed. She makes me feel so little. My heart is really on its knees, but I keep a poker face so well that even mother couldn't tell. But my baby's so faint,
just finished writing Jubilee Street. I lay down on my bed and fell into a deep sleep. And when I awoke, I believed I'd taken a bride called Mary Stanford. And I flew into a frenzy searching high and low, because in my dream the girl was very young. I said, hey little girl, where do you hide? You draw lightning from the sky. All of this in her dark hair. And all of this in her dark hair, oh Lord. Last night your shadow scampered up the wall. It fly. It leaped like a black spider between your legs and cried, my children, my children, they are lost to us. All of this in her dark hair. All of this in her dark hair, oh Lord.
SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right, welcome back to CITR Radio. My name's Matt, and you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. One more track there from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from the latest record, Push the Sky Away. That was a song called Finishing Jubilee Street. So one of the big singles from the album was Jubilee Street, a real beautiful slow burner of a song that's just so powerful live. And that was, I guess, a companion song called Finishing Jubilee Street. By Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They were unbelievable last year when I saw them in Seattle, and I'm not surprised that the band is scheduling another North American tour already. It still seems like a long time away, though, June, but it's announced. Who knows? It's probably sold out already. I don't know. Like last time, it sold out pretty quick. Anyway, we do have a ticket winner. So a gentleman named Seth phoned through, and he sung a few bars of the classic song Shivers by the Boys Next Door, which was Nick Cave's original band from way, way back in Melbourne. The song was written by Rowland S. Howard, who is an absolute legend. And I should do a whole bloody show on Rowland S. Howard. He's so good, and I really haven't played a lot of his music. If you learnt about his story and, this is a tragic story, you'd be quite blown away, actually. So we'll get onto that in another week. Rowland S. Howard, who was the guitarist from the Boys Next Door and then into the birthday party with Nick Cave. Congratulations, Seth. So let's get back into some music here. Right after this, we do have some Canadian music we'll get into now. So here we go. We'll be right back.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, so here we are back on Stranded. You can find the blog for this show if you go to www.ozstrandedradio.com, and you'll find lots of podcasts up there and interviews. I've taken a few weeks off from the interviews. I really did a lot of them this year, and there's plenty more to do. There's no shortage of amazing people to talk to. So I'll be back with them soon enough. And possibly this guy I'm going to play next, I dare say I'll probably interview him, because I found out about him through some interesting avenues. So his name is Jeffrey Michael Straker. He might be known to Val at the Folk Oasis show or some of the other shows. I had never heard of him before, and I'm quite surprised, because he sounds like quite a powerhouse of Canadian kind of folk music. He's from Saskatchewan. And he, according to his websites, he does a lot of shows. He's got a few recordings out already, at least 5 albums from what I can see. And he's quite an accomplished songwriter and pianist. And he crisscrosses Canada frequently. And he plays about 100 shows a year. And I just noticed he's actually in Vancouver, actually, like next week. So just coincidentally. But the reason I discovered him was because I have family up in Saskatchewan, and I'm heading up there in a couple of weeks to visit family. And they said, you should come one night when you're up here in Regina. We're going to a house show, and this guy, Jeffrey Michael Straker, is playing a folk concert house show. So I'm like, great. So I looked him up, and here he is. So I thought I'd play you some, well, at least one track from him. And who knows, maybe when I'm up there, I'll get to know him and do an interview. So his name's Jeffrey Michael Straker, and he's described here online as compared to a mixture of early Elton John, Ben Folds, Sarah Sleen, and Harry Chapin. So he's originally from small town Saskatchewan, and he's been classically trained on piano, and he's gets around a lot of touring. So here we go. It's Jeffrey Michael Straker, and this is a song called Botanic Gardens.
Tonight in Botanic Between Victorian silhouettes, all the Queen's men rushing by. Hot strings play a sweet quartet. Is that you there, oh? Feeling deep inside, guess not tonight, guess not tonight.
What we found, planted love on solid ground. Said we'd weather every storm. Life blew in, we were overwhelmed. Could pull up stakes and walk away. Forget the promises we made, but I don't wanna let you go. Look at all the love we've sown. We just need a chance to grow. I don't wanna let you go. Still far apart, broken dreams and broken hearts. But you still have my callous hand, and I still wanna work this land. I know it's hard holding. Harvest time is gonna come, but I don't wanna let you go. Look at all the love we've sown. We just need a chance to grow. I don't wanna let you go. But I don't wanna let you go.
Look at all the love we've sown. We just need a chance to grow. But I don't wanna let you go. Look at all the love we've sown. We just need a chance to grow.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. You just heard there two Canadian artists there, singer-songwriters. The track you just heard there was Don Amaro. He is a First Nations artist who is from Winnipeg, and we've played a lot of his music in the past, actually. There's an interview with him, too, I recorded online at the blog ostrandedradio.com. It's a brand-new song of his, I Don't Want to Let You Go. And before that was Jeffrey Straker, Straker, and he's playing in Burnaby at a house concert on the 30th of this month, and he's also playing at Stanley Theatre in Vancouver on the 2nd of December. He's from Saskatchewan, and as I said before, I found out about him because family in Regina mentioned that they were going to see him at a house show when I'm visiting up there in a couple of weeks, so that's kind of cool. I'll go along and see what this guy's like in the flesh. So let's get into some Vancouver music now and see how much we can squeeze in before the end of the show. A lot of great music that's been piling up on my list. One gentleman I just got to know is the proprietor of Bone Rattle Records. His name's Phil Addington, and he recommended a couple of bands for me. One here called Swank, which is actually one of his projects, which it's a lot of people. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in the band. So here is a track from Swank from an album called Campfire Psalms. I'm going to play a track called Hey Jeb, track 3, and then following that, a real kind of throwback sound of a project called Steve Taylor's Drum Boogie. So first up here is a Vancouver band called Swank. If we can get this CD player to function. Here we go. No. one moment. I will be right back. Not to worry. It could take a minute. One sec.
Big time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage,
pork,
beef,
cheese,
whole
milk,
butter,
margarine,
nuts and sausage,
pork,
beef,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3 if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Just solved the CD problem. Looks like that CD doesn't work, but so we'll play the second band that was recommended to me by Phil Addington from Bone Rattle Music. This band is called Steve Taylor's Drum Boogie, and quite an interesting ensemble group here, featuring a whole lot of great players: Steve Taylor, Mike Van Eyes, Jimmy Roy, Stefan Nicklever, Phil Addington, and Sarah Jane. So a lot of great Vancouver musicians all got together to form this project, a real period piece kind of project called Steve Taylor's Drum Boogie. And they put this out last year. So let's play for you a track from that now, called Strathcona. This is track number 7 off this record. We'll be right back. All right, so that is a local instrumental project called the Steve Taylor's Drum Boogie, a real ensemble cast there of Vancouver top musicians Steve Taylor, Mike Van Eyes, Jimmy Roy, Stefan McLever, Phil Addington, and Sarah Jane. So thanks to Phil Addington of Bone Rattle Records for letting me know about that project and giving me a CD to play on air. Thank you, Phil. And we'll be right back with some more Vancouver music to ride out the rest of the show. And I hope you're having a great Friday night wherever you are, or it could be Saturday around midday in Australia.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, let's play some Tough Age. Their record has been released. They're a recent signing to Mint Records, a local label here in the city of Vancouver. And I saw them actually in Victoria just last weekend. I happened to be over there and saw them play at the University of Victoria. And they are great. Really good pop rock songs and great fun live. And they're going to be playing the Mint Records Christmas party, which is coming up on the 30th, I believe. So let's play for you a track right now from the debut album from Tough Age, featuring Jarrett, Penny, Lauren, and Chris.
Tell them they matter, because there's nothing forget the past and sing for today.
Okay, so we're back on CITR Radio. So a few Vancouver bands there, three in a row. First up was The Tough Age on Mint Records, and they're, of course, playing the big Christmas party in a few weeks' time. And also there was a Sean Masurek Lives, and he is also, I think he might be playing that show as well. He's a local artist, Sean Masurek, M-R-A-Z-E-K. And after that was a new band called Luck Commander, and they feature Sarah Lapsley of the Arts Report. She co-hosts that show here on Wednesdays on CITR Radio. She plays keyboards in that band, and they're playing at Calabash Nightclub next Tuesday night, their debut show, I believe. So not a lot of time left to go. We have David Love Jones is in the studio. He's up next with African Rhythms. I want to play for you a track now. Let's see. I don't have a lot of time. See if I can squeeze in two tracks. First up is the Cyrillic Typewriter. Very interesting project by a gentleman who is known... well, that's his stage name. But he's known as an artist from way, way back. And I'll tell you his real name soon. But let's play for you a track from the Cyrillic Typewriter. Thank you. Hello, this is Stranded, and we're just about out of time. That was an instrumental track from the Cyrillic Typewriter. His name is actually Jason Zupano. He is well known to the Vancouver music world from a long, long time ago, and still making music under that name, the Cyrillic Typewriter. And finally, just before David Lum Jones and African Rhythms, I thought I'd play for you one last track. Here's a guy called Thomas Beckman. I picked this up. He was busking today at the Canada Line station on Broadway, and I walked up to him and said, "Hey, I do a radio show," and he handed me his CD. And he is an accomplished violinist, performer, and I'm going to play for you a track called Dunedin, which is not the New Zealand town, apparently. He says it actually relates to Namibia. So I thought maybe we'll have him on the show to explain more about what that means. So this is a guy called Thomas Beckman, and he's apparently a member of the Sons of Granville, who are a band that busk a lot around the city too. This has been Stranded. My name's Matt, and African Rhythms is up next with David Love Jones. Bye for now.
November 30th, it's Mint Records' Ridiculously Early Christmas Party at the Ukrainian Hall, featuring Jay Arner, Tough Age, Nardwar and the Evaporators, Rennie Wilson, The Ramblin' Ambassadors, Fake Tears, Sean Morazic Lives, and more.